Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better
you
get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 Praise God. We'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and the honor, God.
be able to have a testimony you can share with your friends and your family and your coworkers that it was God that brought me through. Hallelujah. So God, just bless those that are hurting in this praise and worship. Use another blessing to ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to now take you into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on today is the life and time of the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest teachers. And we're going to start at volume 1 today. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Acts 22 and 3. And he said that he was taught according to the perfect manners of the fathers and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And we're going to go in the life and time of the Apostle Paul. We know that he was one of the greatest people in the world. He was educated man.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. know that
come on, choir.
He was a highly educated believer. And he had been taught a prayer by his father. His father's prayer was a testament. You can read in the law of Acts 18. From that time on, hallelujah, that he went out to distribute the word of God. Being educated as he was, not much time for that learning process. as he once began to preach in the synagogue, that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what greeting can be found in the law of Acts 9 and 20. We are told that his extraordinary theological understanding coupled with deep faith in his perspective on Christ enabled him to baffle the Jews. Hallelujah. In Damascus.
We're going to
while he was in our office, issue involved in a meeting with the other apostles. this meeting was attended by the Christian apostles and leaders in Jerusalem, and had become known as the Jerusalem Council. That scripture's reading can be found in the Law of Acts 15:1. And we're told that the council, they first heard the report of all the work of the gospel that was going on around Asia and in Antioch among the Gentiles. Generally, there was much praise in God for some of the believers who were converted. Pharisees argued that believers among the Gentiles should be circumcised. And that's the reason come out of Acts 15:9. But much discussion followed before Peter stood up to speak to the assembly. His statement, presumably agreed by the leadership of James and the apostles, made some interesting observations. He pointed out to James and the apostles made some interesting observations, pointing that he had pressed and first taken the gospel to the temple. And we know that this conversion and his trip from Nils. And the law of Acts, then he appealed to the fact that God knows them all. He showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us in the law of Acts 15:8. And then he said, just as the Holy Spirit's presence has been shown to the apostles on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, through them speaking in tongues and praising God. That's the reason coming out of all that. 4:47. So we know that the Spirit's presence among the Gentiles had also been shown. Again, speaking in tongues and praising God on that occasion. Then we find out that Luke recalls specifically that it had happened to the surprise of all the circumcised believers. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 20:49-46. But Peter's evidence had been all he had needed, so I proceeded to baptize Jesus. And some second-rate former Christian communities, but including the Jewish Christian faith, which the disciples themselves had been baptized. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 47:48. Since God had made no distinction between unconvicted or repeated, it would be quite improper to assume that some verse among the Gentiles should be circumcised. He said that circumcision was clearly not a requirement for being a Christian. Indeed, the mark of the Christian was possession of the Holy Spirit and not circumcision. Salvation was entirely through belief in the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Barnabas then also joined in, pointing to the great work of grace that had been going on among the Gentiles and the miracles that had been performed among them. But it was left to James to draw the proceeding to a conclusion. James stood up and expounded the scripture, showing how the prophet had looked for the time of Gentiles to turn to the Lord. He agreed that they should not be forced into circumcision. Nevertheless, argued that they should demonstrate their love for the Jewish believers by abstaining from food polluted, hallelujah, by being offered to idols, from sexual immoralities, from animal kills in particular ways. Hallelujah. Since his compromise did not involve any matters of principles, it was agreed and a letter was sent to the churches around Antioch, carrying the decision to them. The great significance of the council was the way it established one and for all the legitimate full membership among the people of God, of believing Gentiles. Paul stands for the universal significance of the gospel. This had been vindicated. All right, we're going to leave it right here. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind as I have brought it to you, the divine word. Here we meet again. I want you to go with God and allow God to go with you. Your program is good, you know, so your correspondence is in the city now. Over here, Jen, you're about 1500. You're about California 950. Or you can log on to www.jennifordministries.com. We're going to change the dynamics of this program, bringing you Him of Time to encourage your heart and help you. We're going to now change you into Him of Time. Be ready. Go in God as God goes. God for Time. Listen up for Him of Time.
Ah! Thank you. Mother looking for daughter and father looking for son. going to call back to the microphone at this time Irma, Brenda, and Carolyn. Let us say amen as they come.
Amen.